that area over there is going to be our day parking lot and our parking lot for people that don't have car camping passes. And that's where the ticket box office is going to be.
That's Meredith Bailey, one of the creators of Yoga Jam, a new yoga and music festival in Willis, outside Floyd. We're standing on a beautiful piece of land, hundreds of acres, largely empty. But Bailey can already see what it will look like come Labor Day weekend.
And then across the creek is Blissland, which is where all the yoga activities are going to be. I mean, there's two big yoga tents, a fire circle, a little meditation area, our tea shanty, our healing oasis with our alternative health practitioners and such will be over there. And then over here to the right that you can't even see from here is actually where Jamland is, which is where all the music is going to happen, food vendors. That's where all our aerial silks people will be, the yoga slackers. That's music land, basically.
Talk about transformation. An electric power line is going in, and a crew is putting the roof on a nice-sized band shell. On a rise, there's a brand new log cabin with an outdoor oven nestled on the property. All the work and this land donated for the Yoga Music Festival by a local businessman.
It's called Burnett Farm, and the man that owns it now, actually Mike Turman, who's an amazing man, he is building this out for us as a festival site, and his father was a sharecropper here. So this land came up for sale, and he bought it back.
Meredith Bailey, whom everyone calls Mud, and her mom, whom she calls Suze, came here from Florida a couple years ago. She says they were drawn here by the beauty and demeanor of the area. She started taking yoga classes with Laura Pallant. For years, Mud had been going to yoga festivals around the country. She even tried to get a festival organizer to bring one here, but had no luck.
And then I'm sitting in yoga class with Laura, another one of the creators of the Yoga Jam, and Suze and I, and we're all sitting there, and I go, guys, we should just put on a yoga festival. And they all just kind of look at me, and they're like, yeah, we should. It certainly didn't hurt that we were all blissed out from yoga when I said this, and they were like, yeah, let's go for it.
Mud and Suze have an internet business selling bags and purses they make from sailcloth. Mud says moving here is part of what made her think she could create this Yoga Jam festival.
Part of it is just that attitude of here's an opportunity, I just have to realize that it's my choice to turn it into something. Part of that's Floyd. Part of that's that Suze and I, who's my mom, have already created a business. So we've already sort of realized here's an opportunity. Instead of letting it be a what if someday down the road, we're just going to give it a shot. And you know, if you mess up and something doesn't work out quite right, start over, do it again, figure out what you need to change to keep it going. And so I've sort of been brought up with, in a way, this, you can do this. And if you want to see something like that here, why are you waiting for somebody else to make it happen? You can be the person that makes it happen, which is an enlightening thing to realize in life. But we also live in Floyd, and Floyd is a magical place, and it's full of people that are living their dreams and doing inspiring things. I mean, I definitely have to attribute some of it to here.
And on the exhale, just release some of the tension of the day. Two more breaths, deeply filling the belly.
That's Laura Pallant teaching yoga at the Living Light Holistic Center in Floyd. Owner Shirley Ann Burgess is the fourth partner, along with Mud and Suze. They formed a company to produce this festival. They call themselves the Dancin' Dakinis. Dakini is Sanskrit for she who moves through the sky. Pallant says yoga is not just for experts. It's for everybody and anybody, even if you've never tried it.
And that's something we really want to get out to people is you don't have to be bendy. You don't have to look like somebody on the front of a magazine. You know, come start where you're at. You can do yoga in a chair. You can do yoga totally on the floor. You can do, yeah. You know, and so there's room for everybody. We'll have yoga for kids. We have yoga for dudes. We have yoga for partners. We have all sorts of slackline yoga. If you're not into that, you can sit in the beer and wine tent and watch the spandex go by. It's all good. There's something for everybody. Get the hula hoops out. It's all about moving. It's all about taking up residence in your body and having some fun.
you know, one of the cool things about these is that there's just this wonderful smorgasbord of ways to practice yoga.
Jeff Tebow, co-director of the Blue Ridge School of Massage and Yoga, is one of about 20 teachers who give classes at Yoga Jam.
In what most Americans, when they think of yoga, they think of hatha yoga. They think of yoga postures and the asana practice, which is a vehicle into yoga. Anything can be that vehicle. For Nadi Yoga, the yoga of sound, sound is that vehicle. Sound is that essence that brings people into that awareness of yoga, of oneness.
Yoga Jam, the first ever Yoga Plus Music Festival in Virginia, will happen in Willis, outside Floyd, over Labor Day weekend. I'm Robbie Harris.